Wilkie, administration staff of the Delta Co-op, met with Wilkie residents February 29, to hear the concerns of those who shop locally. General Manager Ryan Shedlosky led the evening's discussions with a PowerPoint presentation on some of the upcoming changes over the next while for the businesses in Wilkie. Other staff was on hand, including Controller Christy Moon, Consumer Division Manager Rob McCaffrey, Gas Bar, Hardware Manager Curtis Ward, Home and Building Supervisor Nicole Darling, Marketing Manager Julie Spencer, and Food Store Manager Craig Winterhalt. Shedlosky focused on the food store first, explaining that new managers and supervisors have been hired for the Wilkie grocery store, looking after the produce section as well as the meat, deli, and bakery departments. The new manager, Ray Shratin, is knowledgeable in meat cutting, so that will now be available at the Wilkie grocery store rather than bringing it in from the Unity location. Another exciting addition to the grocery store will be fresh bread and buns baked in store starting March 12. Along with these changes, a realigning of the store is also in the works so that staff can provide improved selection. Changes for the gas bar are also lined up for the year. Starting April 1, the fueling station will open at 8 a.m. There are some upgrades for the cardlock pumps slated for this year, plus new lighting and signage. Shedlosky is also working to install a 24-hour fuel pump with the option to pay at pump. The Wilkie locations do have challenges that have been recognized, including being closer to urban centers, smaller store sizes, and difficulties attracting staff. 64 Wilkie residents then had the opportunity to ask questions and make comments. Many sang the praises of the staff at the locations, but there were some concerns. One resident said that she only shops by looking for the sale prices, knowing that she can travel 30 minutes to North Battleford and get more products for equal or lesser prices. I totally get that. And we don't want our customers to feel that way, knowing that if they wait for discounted or sale prices, they can shop locally. We want to provide valuable products that will keep you here in town to do your shopping, responded Shedlosky. Another resident asked, why is more money being spent in Unity and Macklin? Shedlosky responded by confirming that when projects are determined, there has to be significant growth coming from that new venture, generating more cash flow. For the town of Wilkie, those numbers are just not there at this time. Once the meeting was over, a resident spoke to the Unity Wilkie Press Herald. He was happy this meeting took place, saying it was a reassurance to the residents and showed that the administration department wants to save the Wilkie locations. Shedlosky was happy with the turnout and said staff members received great constructive feedback from the Wilkie residents who came out.